Before we get going, we'd like to tell you about a few more of the shows that are coming up. B.B. King, of course, later on tonight, and Elvin Bishop. Joe Coy and the Lights Out Tour, that is December 4th. Joe Bonamassa, that's coming December 8th. Merle Haggard on December 10th. Then our big night, New Year's Eve, 98.5 The Fox, bringing you the Bushlight Bob and Tom Comedy All-Stars. Keith Sweat coming up February 17th, and then on March 12th, Frampton Comes Alive, the 35th anniversary tour. Elvin Bishop merchandise will be available in the lobby, and after he plays, Elvin will be out there signing. So go out and get some from Bishop. So thanks for coming out. Thanks for listening to 98.5 The Fox. And get ready for Elvin Bishop.
Look out! I'd like to make a little prediction. I predict that everybody's going to get their money's worth this evening. So. BB King, yes. Yeah. Oh, you guys are all right. That first band, which I didn't catch their name, but they're a bunch of nice fellas. They sure sounded good, didn't they? Yeah. Those guys from Bakersfield?
Yeah.
Well, shit, no wonder. This is a song I wrote about just all my favorite stuff.
Thank you.
man. That's Brother Ed Early from St. Louis, Missouri. He's a popular man. And we'd like to get Ed to sing one for you, if that's all right.
Oh, Thank you.
say that fishing on Sunday's a sin. If I fish by my line on Sunday, I'm gonna reel it on in. If I take him on home, fry him up good and have a ball. Because I don't see nothing wrong fishing on Sunday. Down here in Baker said, don't take a woman fishing if it's bad luck. I said, shit, it's good luck to take a woman any place. All you need is that jerk on both ends of the line. You better That's what we needed, was a real good-looking guitar player in the middle up here. Hey, I'll tell you something. I'll tell you the truth. I'm really thrilled to be on this show, not because just because it's always great to be in Bakersfield. I love you folks. I see some. Well, you know what they say. The criminal always return to the scene of the crime. That's right. But I'm really thrilled to be on the show with B.B. King. Every once in a great while, I get a chance to play with B.B., and he was like one of the first guys. I've been playing for 50 years. And I was enjoying B.B. I was buying B.B.'s records before I started playing. Hey, you got that old record right there? I want to show it to the people. But anyway, B.B. is the best. You did the right thing coming here this evening. Yeah. This is his first record. I bought this when I was in high school in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I think it came out around 1957 or 8. I don't know. Now, what are we supposed to do? Oh. I'm going to do a tune I wrote about New Orleans, but the only thing about it, I wrote it right before Katrina.
Oh.
Bad timing. But in some of the places I'm talking about in this song ain't even there anymore, but I hope you enjoy it. We try to get the feeling of New Orleans on this thing. Thank you. I love to hear her when she calls. Chance to play with him the first time in the middle 60s at the Fillmore Ballroom in San Francisco. I loved him then and I love him now. And this is for all of you folks who whose 8-tracks have wore out. Sound like that's a pretty good percentage. Yeah.
Hard-headed women these days. Thank you. Thank you very much. Once again, Elvin will be signing autographs out in the lobby.